Some will resist. Step in into this new place I have created for you. Some will hold on to knowledge as their strength. Some will hold on to works as their strength. But you, I'm calling forward into this place. Place of worship, of fellowship, of intimacy. Make up your mind today to leave all behind and come into me. Give me your will. Give me your life. Give me your heart. And step across that line. And you will find who I really am. For you do not know who I really am yet. But I'll show it to you. Come closer. Come closer. I'm hearing this, and it's like a warning. It's saying that those who are resisting what he's doing, what he wants to do in you, will come out and attack you and try to stop you from crossing that line. And try to hold you back with those things of knowledge and self-centeredness and will. Leave them, he's saying. I need you to cross this line and leave them if they won't come. Leave them. You come closer. This place he's created, the right word that I'm trying to say, for us to go to. There's such a purity in this place that he wants us to go to. It's a place where man's agenda cannot be. And many of you are ready to go into this place. And some will try, but their agenda will stop them because they don't want to give it up yet. But many of you are ready to come, and I'm ready to move you forward because behind you, many, many there is a circle that I'm seeing. It is a large circle of a place of intimacy, a place of purity, of a place of God relating to you, to his children, without man's agenda. And I see that a group is walking into it, and as you walk into this circle, if you your agenda falls off of you, you walk in. But those who have an agenda, a personal agenda, they can't get into this circle without letting go of the agenda, and it's stopping them. And so this circle is surrounded by people who appear to know God, but they don't. And they can't get in, but yet the circle is filling and filling. And there's many immature Christians who are following this group into this circle, who don't know much about God, but they will follow us right into the circle where they'll experience a purity of his love without man's agenda in between to hijack it. And he's speaking to us here today and whoever is part of this message. I'm asking you to come closer. Come closer, because you're creating a trail for babies to come and skip all those years of religion and just bask and grow, knowing only my love. This is a separation. This is a separation. This circle that I see. It's a playground for God's children to enjoy His love, and it's protected. This is a dangerous place for some people. It's also a place of judgment in there. And those are the people that come in or try to come in with agendas. But for those of you who just run into His presence, miracles flow easy in this place. This is the place where brokenness is healed.